producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Kara Schillen. We are here to analyze your voice, your vote. Wowie zowie. Richie cast a vote for Ben Carson yesterday, right?
I did.
Ben Carson. Yep. How'd you feel about that after you walked
out? You know
out?
What? I felt good about it because I like Ben. I knew he didn't have a chance, but, you know.
Well, he has a chance at something, and he wants to stay in, and I think he ought to stay in.
You're so deep. He has a chance at something, Rich. Come on.
Well, Surgeon General.
Being a good thing for him.
Health education.
Right, right. But he should basically bail out of the contest at this point.
Yeah, Rubio should be. Yeah, he said he's staying in,
but you know
he doesn't have any money. It's good for the conversation.
Well, you know what the fun part is that all these people who have said that they've put their campaign, suspended their campaign, the reason they suspend instead of stopping their campaign is they're still on the ballot. I could have voted for Carly Fiorina yesterday if I wanted to.
Right. And Rand Paul.
And all the rest. Uh-huh. So, I mean, there's a long list of choices there. I mean, you know, only three real, well, really only one decent one, but you know.
Well, Trump has said he's the unifier. Now, the only people who are not hearing that message are the people running the Republican National Convention, or, well, maybe the convention and the party itself. The parties are doing both of them, I think, have a real chance at ruining their base and their support with it. So see where it all goes.
You know, it was interesting, though.
What?
In my household, my mother-in-law lives with us.
Yep.
My wife is Colombian. My mother-in-law is Colombian as well. My mother-in-law became a citizen 7-8 years ago, I guess.
Mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Along
went through
wife.
The process, waited the years, I paid for it. And voted for Rubio yesterday. She's an Obama voter.
Hmm. Really?
So I had an Obama voter living in my house. She didn't vote for Obama the second time, and she just said she doesn't trust Hillary. And so she voted for Rubio, and I was surprised. I was like, okay.
Because they speak your language.
But they don't like, she doesn't like Trump.
No, that's all right. She can be sent back. She's a senator.
She's here now.
There's too much emphasis being placed on that, I think. The news media is really working that over. That is a point, but I'm not sure it's the real point. What I look at here, as I understand what the polls, the exit polls show, basically what the poll that we had yesterday, or my question, my ad hoc question for people, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, was what you thought the biggest issue was, and 34-35% of the people responding, generally speaking, say government is out of control, it's too big, it doesn't pay attention, and those are the things that Donald Trump speaks to. All the other stuff is secondary, I think, anyway. It just is very obvious where this all is going, and they don't want to get it. They just are in complete denial that people run these parties. It's not in their best interest to have things shaken up, and that's what the American public wants. So the Republican Party, basically, as it's being run today, is irrelevant. And the Democratic hierarchy is irrelevant as well. I mean, listen to Hillary Clinton say, you know, we've got to keep things going the way they've been going. Are you crazy to base a platform on that, or you're a president? What are you, nuts? If you carry that through, and let's say Trump's the nominee and she's the nominee, and she keeps blowing that horn, she's going to be blown right out of town. The people are saying to you, both the Democrats and the Republicans, who are, you don't think that Trump would modify his stand, come across as being not the cuckamonger that he is now. Once he gets into the, people are not really paying attention now. I mean, the news media pays attention, people laugh about it, but it isn't going to be until October that many people who aren't even sure where they're going to vote, they're going to say, okay, well, here's Bernie Sanders, and this is what he said. Here's Donald Trump, who's basically saying the same thing. Here's Hillary Clinton, who's saying the same old, same old. And so they'll take the Bernie Trump, there's a Freudian slip. The Bernie Sanders group, and I guess I would ask Kara, under the circumstances, at this point in time, Trump has alienated women, has alienated people who are not native-born Americans, if you will, alienated a lot of people who are on the fringes, shall we say. But they make up the essence of the concern is that Trump is saying things that are hurtful to the country, and I don't even disagree with that. I think he said a lot of stuff that's nonsense, and he ought to be focusing in. The same as the Tea Party. See, the Tea Party lost me when they got away from their basic message of fiscal responsibility and conservatism. Now, that was the issue. I was very supportive of a lot of Tea Party people, and then they went off into these social kicks and all of this other stuff. Get the hell out of my life and out of my bedrooms. None of your business. Fix the problems of government, which aren't the problems that are social. They are the problems that are fiscal. So let's say we get down the pike a little bit, Kara, and we find ourselves with a Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump thing, and he changes his stance, like so many other politicians do. Like all these phonies now are all the phony conservatism. Oh, we got to get the conservative, because that's who votes in the primary. Okay, they're out of the way. We'll whistle another tune. Let's say Trump sounds more like Bernie Sanders in October than he does now. Would you vote for him? I mean, you don't know. Maybe that's not a fair question, because it's not October. And you're not faced with that circumstance. But I know, I think a lot of people, I hear in my family, people who think Trump is obnoxious.
Did you just answer the question for her?
I know. Well, no,
is that surprising?
Hey, Kara, do you think I'm pretty? Oh, so you do. Okay.
I don't know. I think one of my main issues with Trump is his personality. I just can't get down with
That's
him.
That's what my wife is like. Yeah.
And I mean, we listen to clips of him talking every day. And I mean, yep. You know how you talk about how you don't like Jimmy Fallon or the way he talks. Well, it's like the same way, only times 10. I can't imagine. And that's not the only reason I don't like him, but I can't imagine having to listen to his speeches. I mean, his head is just so far up his butt. Uh-huh. And
you live in Washington. You should be used to that.
Maybe on one hand that's true, but I also don't necessarily know if I would vote for a president who ran on one campaign and then completely flip-flopped.
Changed, yeah.
Okay. You know, when it actually came time to get votes, because do I think that means he's going to follow through with what he says he's going to follow through on when he gets into office? No. I mean, that completely makes him not credible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's reasonable. And appreciate it. Thank you.
But mainly...
All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, well, but that's fair. That's legit. That makes good sense. A lot of good sense. Hello. It's 14 past the hour, and this is the Good Day program.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word. G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Napa Guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want, because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So the Apple case continues with some interesting twists. Here's Caleb Dennison from a website called Digital Trends talking about the twists that are becoming more apparent every day.
A federal judge in New York ruled on an unrelated case in which the Justice Department claimed the All Writs Act gave it the right to demand an iPhone be unlocked to help out with a drug case. The judge ruled in Apple's favor, though, saying in essence that there is, in fact, no law on the books compelling Apple to help law enforcement in this way. The All Writs Act doesn't get that specific, and any such demand is unlawful. Apple will no doubt lean on that decision and will continue to beat the same drum it's been marching to since the FBI asked for a way to access the iPhone 5C used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. Apple believes that creating a workaround for its encryption sets a dangerous precedent and that U.S. citizens' privacy is at stake here. As a reminder, a California judge has already ordered Apple to assist the FBI by hacking the iPhone, and now Apple is doing everything it can to appeal that decision.
All right. Can I just digress for just a second?
Sure.
I'm sitting here with my... It is my show. So as I'm listening to that, I was looking for some more stuff on Apple, and I have my laptop up, and what comes up is an overview of yesterday on MSNBC, and what's his face when he's on with... what's the guy's
name? Chris Matthews.
Matthews. He has as an expert Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay is his expert. And he says, DeLay says, Trump will tear the Republicans apart. Tom DeLay is a crook. He was sent up the river, and the best MSNBC can do is find him to comment on Tuesday.
MSNBC knows he's going to say what they want him to say.
No, well, that's it. Same as that's, on the other side.
He's going to give them the storyline they want.
Yeah, all right. So that's the headline. Tom DeLay. Trump will tear GOP apart.
Right.
Give me a break.
You think MSNBC is going to put somebody on that supports Trump?
No, but it's just...
Morning Joe does.
Morning Joe does actually support him.
The one island there.
Yeah, well, but is there an island on the other side? Who's on Fox that supports Hillary? Who's there? Bernie Sanders.
Juan Williams.
Juan Williams, thank you. Yeah. Actually, Juan Williams is quite objective.
He's a great guy.
And quite good. He's a good human being. I mean, listen to me. We're talking about these people, and, we may not agree with him politically, but he's a good human being. What a horrible thing for me to say. What has one got to do with the other? He's a good human being, period. It has nothing to do with his political points of view. You know, when you say that about, I don't feel like I know some of these other people. I would like
everybody
to know
wants
Donald
to unfriend
Trump
you on Facebook now if you don't agree with him politically.
Yeah, what is that?
Right. Yeah. Tell him to go screw. It doesn't sound
No, don't do that. Tell him that's fine if you want to unfriend me. I respect your opinion.
Yeah, I guess our friendship is more shallow than I thought it was.
Yeah. Totally.
Totally, man. 21 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Did you this play this? Somebody have it translated? What is this? I'm attempting to stay relevant.
Kanye,
bro.
Kanye.
Deliver right, so love. It's an interesting development here. We talk a lot about the music business. Music, which direction it's going in, how you get music, etc., etc., etc. Jay-Z has a record label that he purchased, I believe, Jennifer. Is that correct? He bought Tidal.
It seems to be.
He's fired the chief financial officer and the chief operating officer after the record label was hit with a $5 million lawsuit over songs that have been streaming without the permission of the recording artists or the writers. I think we've talked about this. This is a big thing now because there's so much fracture in the music business. Some of the people on this label include Jay-Z himself and Kanye West and Rihanna. Who else is on this label that we would know? Richie or Kara or Jennifer?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Kara.
Well, this is kind of a, this is the times that are, though, when it comes to music. Whether people understand the individual labels or not, they all know how they can get music. And so everything has changed. Jay-Z acquired the company last year. He's fired the first three CEOs he's had and put new people in. So there's got to be something that says something about him. But he's an extraordinarily successful businessman, isn't he?
Alicia Keys, Usher, Arcade Fire.
All on this label.
These are the people that showed up to support him when he did the announcement last year. Madonna.
That he bought this label.
Yeah.
Yeah. But isn't Jay-Z one of the most successful music business?
Mega.
It's not just about music.
Mogul.
What else is it? It's clothing. What other things does he have in his corral?
He doesn't need anything other than the music. The music, he is a massive, massive powerhouse in the music industry.
Right. So do people pay attention? Is this going to change the way people get their music, the streaming, downloading?
Yes. It's changed the way I listen to music tremendously.
But is Jay-Z a mover, or is it just that he was smart enough to see this is the way things are going and he bought
the
record label? Yeah. So people will change depending on what he does or what he advises. then people will change the way they do things.
There are a couple of big streaming services in the, you know, you've got your Apple Music, which is what I have, and then you have your Stitcher and your Tidal, and he's one of the big ones, so he's definitely got a lot of power out there. But yeah. I will tell you, I haven't bought a record in...
A record meaning a CD.
A CD.
Have you bought anything, downloaded something to save it?
No.
You just buy a library, essentially.
I pay for Apple Records. I pay $15 a month for the whole family, and we listen to anything we want.
Really?
Yesterday we were listening to Queen's Greatest Hits in the car.
Is there something that you've tried to find that you can't on Apple?
Just the Beatles, and that's been resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I challenge you to find something.
All right, can you find things from my musical era that I would like to listen to?
Absolutely, all your stuff
is
there.
A Doug 7 challenge, flag on the play.
No, it's all there. But, you know, Jeff Lynne from ELO released an album 4 or 5 months ago. I would have never... ever bought that album. Right. But I listened to it, and I liked it.
So can I find who put the bop in the bop, she bop, she
absolutely.
Bop, who put the ram and the ram and thing on? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. I can find that there. Apple Music.
Absolutely.
Really?
Here's Jay-Z. Yeah, all your stuff is there.
Really?
That's easy.
It's easy.
Where we're going to get into trouble is...
So who needs Pandora anymore? Who needs Pandora?
Pandora's garbage, really.
On its way out, right?
Well, they have bad quality audio.
Interesting. All right, face of music changing, 28 after. This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and, even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundled with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Talking earlier on, this is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. That's me, my friend Jennifer Horns, along as is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I don't know that I want to go here, except there are a lot of people who are asking questions about Hulk Hogan's multi-million-dollar suit against Gawker Media. Can we dance around this without it? I mean, it's the same kind of thing as Aaron. And her suit, what's the root of this suit against Gawker? And what is, for the unwashed, what's Gawker, G-A-W-K-E-R, what's Gawker Media?
Gawker is just another pop culture website that tries to expose things, you know, it's another website. It's not like it's TMZ, but they try to do a lot of celebrity stuff. It's just not as well watched.
It's a little rougher, too.
Yeah, it's a little more... rougher.
They won't post anything video-wise on that website.
Right.
You will see all kinds of crazy stuff.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right. So would they have...
Things you wouldn't want your kids to see.
All right.
With Hulk Hogan, this one involves a radio personality. You know that, right?
Yes.
This involves Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
By the way... He's not offending anybody. He sure seems like a creep. He seems like he's always involved in like the grossest
stuff. He's an old school, you know, I cut out of the old cloth of people that would do anything to get attention, and that's basically what his shtick is.
What this lawsuit is about is, yeah, he's totally crude, and obviously he doesn't mind other people having turns with his wife because that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And this video that Gawker released in 2012, that's what he's suing about, that the video shouldn't have been posted and that they should have taken it down immediately. They were kind of messing around with that. The video was recorded, I mean, a long time ago, 10 years ago, in 2006. That was when Hulk Hogan was separated and or maybe already divorced from his wife, and before he married his new wife. He said his privacy was violated. Gawker saying that it was a legitimate scoop because Hogan had openly talked about his sex life before, so they said it was fair game to post this. He's seeking $100 million from Gawker for posting the video of himself with Heather Cole, who's the ex-wife of Bubba the Love Sponge. This video was pretty gross, and the idea is that it's a little gray whether or not Bubba the Love Sponge actually recorded it on purpose as a gotcha for Hulk Hogan. He's saying it was sort of an accidental leak, that it was somebody who worked with him that was mad at him that tried to do this. But right. Bubba and Hulk Hogan were friends, and Bubba was like, yeah, you know, go knock yourself out. And then it got posted online.
Yeah. All right, so the Aaron Andrews thing, just as long as we're going through these, yesterday in court again, the people at the Marriott. I decided that I'm never staying in a Marriott hotel again, ever.
Why? Are you afraid somebody's going to ask for the room next to you? And
no, I think that the way this thing has been conducted, you know, remember, this was supposed to have been straightened out, not just on the local level, but across the country in the Marriott. But remember, and this can sound any way you want it to sound, I'm telling you what I'm thinking. The Marriotts are Mormons. The Mormons are sexist. Women never come out on top when it comes to discussions or problems in the Mormon church or with Mormons. And so those of you who are in Salt Lake City, you can throw whatever you want at the radio.
Wow. Well, just telling you. Here's a little something to put on your pile as a reason not to stay there.
Yeah.
The lawyer defending the Nashville hotel, and it's just the Nashville hotel. It's not the whole chain that this.
Well, but the chain from the top, they could make an edict and says this can't happen. Make sure you don't
but
do anything like this.
But the one hotel that they are suing,
yeah,
made the case yesterday that her career has thrived even after
right.
the videos.
Not that
so
that
it's been
should
good
matter.
For her.
Mm-hmm. How does she tell her children
so
when, shows
up?
When you put it exactly? That's
that
exactly
so
the point.
Oh, your career's
yeah.
better. You should be thanking
yeah.
the creeper who's next door to you with the camera.
We live in a society now where people release sex tapes on purpose.
Okay,
just so that they
listen to this.
Attention.
I'm going to go you one better. Listen to this. A teacher at a school in South Carolina was fired yesterday after a student stole her cell phone.
It's ridiculous.
On her cell phone were nude pictures that she and her husband had exchanged completely privately, weren't meant for anybody but her husband. She's 33 years old, and this kid steals her cell phone from her pocketbook, and he finds these pictures and puts them up, and she gets fired? How in the name of God
she got
does
fired
that make
for,
she got fired for having nude
pictures? Because she was in the pictures?
She took, they were partial nude pictures that she did for her husband on Valentine's Day. The student is one of her 16-year-old, somebody she had in class.
But the reason they fired her is because of the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't release them, the kid did.
She's having a normal relationship with her husband. And these pictures are on a piece of private property that this kid has nobody has any claim to. And yet he gets a hold of them, he posts them, and she gets fired. And nothing happens to this kid. Man, would I like to be a teacher in that school?
Ooh. I'd love to throw that scenario up. I'd love to throw these past couple of scenarios up in a presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and see how they handle these issues.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, those are real issues, though.
What would you
do? What we're talking about here are real issues.
What law would you make? That would be fascinating.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Meredith says I should breathe now.
Yoga breath.
This stuff really cranks me up. You know that. This stuff drives me nuts because... For those of you who didn't know, I'm visiting with Meredith in Florida, and she likes to be in the peanut gallery. And sometimes when I'm on the air, she sends me notes, encrypted notes, that come to me in my
now
email.
Now she just has to hit you in the head with
now
them.
She's right behind me, and she's over on the other side of the
got
room.
Got a whiteboard up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Carl,
but I mean, this is nasty stuff. And it is part of what's going on in the country that is relevant. A lot of the things these people are talking about, Richie, you asked or Jennifer asked the right question. These are the kinds of things, the Dark Act. Where's that in the discussion? Where is all of this? By the way, they came up for a vote yesterday. I forgot to check to see how it did. I'll have to do that in a moment. Speaking of moments, I didn't tell you that among my friends who are here, Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has an excellent website, excellent medical practice in New York. I want to talk to him about some of the late-breaking medical news in a matter of moments. First, the problems. Richie did some research that was very productive yesterday. He took me to task, and I think, Jennifer, you were in on this as well. I said we all had about 4,800 hairs on our head, and Richie said, you're kidding. I know much more about this than you do. So he went online. He was happy to send me the email.
No, I didn't know anything more. I just thought that sounded light.
Yeah, okay. Well, so it was like.
I Googled it.
And you found that there were how many hairs on your head?
On your head, there's about, it depends on whether you're a redhead, a brunette, or a blonde. Blondes have the most hair with about, if I remember correctly, about 120,000 hairs on your head.
All right, hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Real blondes or phony blondes?
No, real blondes.
Which? Real blondes have more hair than anybody else on their head.
You do not grow more hair.
If you dye your hair blonde, that doesn't just automatically mean you're going to have more hair.
Correct.
Right?
But what I thought was interesting is that redheads only have about 90,000.
Redheads have less hair.
Follicles on their head. Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess how many total hair follicles you have across your whole body?
The question of the day is how many hair follicles you have across your body? And the answer is
5 million.
5 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of hair.
5 million hair. Really? All right, let's talk to Ron about that in a minute. In the meantime, I can't help you with hair on the rest of your body, but I can help you with hair on your head. So if you are a loser, I suppose you could use Provia if you wanted to grow hair
sure,
on your body
hair
or
your back,
something like that.
Huh? Yeah, when you're shampooing your head and the shampoo goes down your back, get a little stripe.
There's a visualization for you. All right, so anyway, Provia is a great product. Your hair is falling out. All right, we'll fix it. Call 800-525-8319, and Provia will not only cleanse the pores in your head to allow the follicles to go through, it'll strengthen your hair follicles, so you'll have stronger, fuller hair. It has a volumizer in it, so your hair is more vibrant. No pharmaceuticals, no nasty side effects, all natural. This is the way to balance out your hair, make it fuller and richer and last longer. You're going to lose your hair. That's just the way it works. So if you want to get it back again, then you call 800-525-8319. You get your hair back or your money back. And as I said, there's a volumizer in it. You get a three-month money-back guarantee. And with all the products at Chamonix this month, if you ask them, you tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan and you want to double your order, you can do that with Provia. You have to talk nicely to the lady on the phone, or the man, mostly ladies on the phone. Then just tell them, I heard I could get twice the product if I mentioned Doug Stephan. And they'll say, yeah, okay, here you go, 800-525-8319. Use it 1 week, a month, and your hair will come back. Guaranteed or your money back, 800-525-8319.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Hi, I'm Lisa Givens. I lost my mom to Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a brutal reality for more than 5 million Americans. No one knows that better than their caregivers and families who suffer too. Research is needed to find treatments and cures faster. You can help fight Alzheimer's disease by visiting BrainHealthRegistry.org. Brain Health Registry collects vital research information online for free. So do your part. I'm doing mine.
Help find Alzheimer's cures faster by visiting BrainHealthRegistry.org.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marked the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
All right, here we are at 45 after the hour. My privilege and pleasure to bring you Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a great website. You can go to drhoffman.com and sign up for his newsletter. Comes out every week. About as good a bit of information The information focused here is stuff that's so important to everybody. I wonder if I haven't noticed, and I ask this because I'm pretty good. There's usually, what, 3 or 4 pages each week in your newsletter, and I didn't see anything about the dark, the labeling. And so we were just talking about this on the air. Richie looked up the results. It went through committee yesterday and was approved, I think, 14-6?
14-6, and now it goes to the upper chamber.
Right. So it wasn't voted on in the Senate. It was voted on in committee.
Correct.
They had the hearings last week. They voted this week. Then it goes to the Senate, where there will be a real battle. When people talk to you about this sort of thing in your office in New York, Warren, you're a homeopath, you're a naturalist, you're interested in people being able to choose the right foods, which is basically, you and I come from the same school here on most of all of this stuff. What are the ramifications of this from a doctor's point of view?
Well, there's some major ramifications. I mean, first of all, it's outrageous that in this country we don't have the right to know what's in our food, what the origin of our food is. So this is a very, very important First Amendment right, is free speech, the ability to know what you're consuming. But there's some very serious medical ramifications to this. We have some concerns about the effects of glyphosate and other things that might be present in food that's GMO. So, I've gone to many medical conferences. I've interviewed many guests on my radio program, and I've done articles in our newsletter about the potential hazards of GMOs. Now, the folks who work for the food industry say, oh, yeah, we've got plenty of studies. Yeah, they're in the tank for the food industry.
Yeah,
and they say, there's no conceivable problem. You're getting in the way of progress. We need to feed the underserved populations of the world with these improved technological products. But I think that, as a physician and as a scientist, I think that there are some real questions to be asked. And at the very least, the consumer should be able to, maybe we shouldn't ban GMO foods, but just know that, make a choice, is the food GMO or not?
Yeah, right. And that's all I'm asking for. You want to make the choice that may, in my mind, be the wrong choice, or your mind, or originally, whoever it is. But the choice is yours. That's the way it works in a free society.
People are being diverted by the presidential campaign, like this big carnival.
But this should be an issue in the presidential campaign.
It's absolutely not. Except for Bernie Sanders, who courageously has, I agree with him on very few issues. But at least, he's not in the tank for
and
big
this
donors.
Is the public, they don't, the public doesn't, the public gets it, the politicians don't. This is why Trump is doing as well as he is, because people realize they've been lied to, they're getting conned, all of the special interests now, everybody's woken up to what the real ramifications are of these Supreme Court rulings on money and in politics, and so this is the result, this is what you get. And there's an opportunity.
Doug, the crazy thing here is the people who are writing this bill claim that GMO labeling would drive up the price of food.
Yeah, right.
So one little label there, in addition to what they already do, would make food unaffordable for all of us.
Lie. That's all it is. These are lies. Oof. All right. Let's talk about this super lice outbreak that is in American schools, a new strain which is resistant to most of the treatments that have been developed so far. What in the world, when Richie sends his two children off to school, are we worried that they're going to come home with lice? And if they do, there are these the states where there's big problems now, Illinois, Michigan, California, Texas, Arizona. Lice now are resistant to whatever is around to treat it, at least the topical stuff these days. So what do you do?
Well, it vindicates a very ancient practice, which is called nitpicking. In fact, there used to be professional nitpickers, people who would comb your hair and remove your lice. This is not too appetizing, but in the pre-antibiotic and pre-anti lice, these are called pedicularis treatments, that was what you had to do. It was a mechanical removal of lice, and it's actually very effective, although kind of unappetizing to contemplate. See, these drugs, any kind of drugs you use to suppress bacteria or fungus or viruses, ultimately one develops resistance, and that's why we're in a losing race with bugs in the antibiotic era.
Wow. And so, it's kind of, you got to wonder if the next population of the earth is going to be all bugs, to wipe out the human species, and just have all bugs on these. Who would be the best bug president? How about this? How about for Auntie Ruth, the aunt bug? You get it? No. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, available at drhoffman.com. Thanks, Ron.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Theme, the actual theme for the Warren Eckstein Pet Show.
Nope.
Richie, instead of this
we're going to use this one.
No, I don't like this one anymore.
Okay, we'll get another one.
I don't like this one anymore.
No, use the one from his program.
One, two? Okay, hold on a second.
Use the one from his program, please, so that we can do additional promotional work for Warren Eckstein's Pet Show, which is on hundreds of radio stations every weekend all across the country. He is my man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Yeah, there we go.
This is perfect.
This is the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein.
Yeah.
Warren's
yeah.
the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get yeah. Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
That's
right,
perfect.
I have a question for Warren.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I got to thank Al Peterson over at Radio America for putting that together for me. Yeah.
Very nice.
Much
Warren, what is your least favorite pet?
Ooh. Those that walk upright.
Okay.
Two-legged
goldfish, pet. Hamster. Come
I'm
on.
Sure your wife would be happy.
There's no such thing as a favorite pet. They all have their pluses, and I love them all the same. From the snake to the dog, that doesn't make any difference.
Oh,
Warren,
do you think my
one pug, who I have two pugs. A skinny little runt of the litter, sprightly one with tons of personality, and then a sweet one who just kind of rolls over and wants you to rub her on the tummy. And I always tell the little skinny one, you're my favorite pug. Do you think the other one's feelings are hurt? Do you think she knows?
You know, as eccentric as it may sound, Richie, you're absolutely right. You can't favor one over the other. In other words, you know, there's always one dog that may be a little more cuddly, a little bit more affectionate, but generally people spend more time with the dog or the cat that's a little bit more needy, and you just got to make sure you separate that time equally so you don't cause any animosity between the two of them.
All right. We'll pause for a moment, then continue on. Warren Eckstein with advice for pet owners here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. I posted on my Facebook page the story of Bettina Rodriguez, who was arrested, but then the judge dropped the charges against her. She rescued a dog that was chained outside to a fence. The dog, in the bitter cold, not being fed, was just there because the fellow who put it there said it was a dog that belonged to his cousin or somebody, I forget, his brother, and he didn't have money to take care of him, and the brother didn't have none to take care of him. So this lady comes along, sees the dog for a couple of days, and decides she wants to do something about it. So she breaks the dog away from the fence, and instead of being thanked, the police arrest her for defacing property and, you know, whatever other things went along with it. And it took going to court before somebody had enough sense to drop the charges against her because she was just trying to save this dog. These kind of things befuddle me, frankly.
Absolutely. It's amazing to me. But, you know, having served as a peace officer for the state of New York, the laws are kind of specific. If a dog or a cat is not getting proper food or sustenance, now by sustenance, you know, proper place where they can get out of the elements, then it's up to the police to make the arrest and go there and take the dog. So I think what the woman should have done was contacted the police. If if the police didn't react, then I would have done exactly what she didn't. And we talked about this, but I have done this in the past, breaking into a car to save a dog or whatever, and actually have paid quite a bit of consequences for it. You know what? I would do it again in a moment.
Yeah, I would do it as well. At least the laws are changing to favor those who are trying to save dogs, pets, children, that sort of thing. All right, check out Warren Eckstein's PetShow.com. Warren Eckstein and...
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.